You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Fantasy Sports Today.
It's going down right here.
What's up? Happy Monday. Welcome inside Studio 34 right here in Midtown Manhattan. Fantasy Sports Today, OT, kicking off. Coming up this hour, a lot of stuff to go through. More or less going to run through some things that took place over the weekend. Talk about that. Your opinion is always welcome. 844-843-6879. I am Corey Parson, the fantasy executive. The all-in kid, Jake Seeley. Wall Street, Matt Modica. It's the overtime crew. Putting in extra hours for you right here. And well, at least one extra hour. You turn your mic on, Matt. At least one extra hour. You got it already? Oh, that's the one
I had to shorten. Yeah.
My God. It's falling apart. How you doing, Matt Modica? How was your weekend, buddy?
Weekend was good. It was like the preeminent weekend. Okay. I'm waiting for.
Yeah, the calm before the storm.
Yeah.
NFBC weekend coming up.
Wait for my draft slot for Saturday.
That's right. NFBC, Tout Wars weekend coming up. A lot of fantasy baseball stuff going on. Good times. All in, kid Jake Seeley. Happy Monday, my man.
Happy Monday, Corey. How's it going?
I am doing well, sir. How was your weekend?
Busy. And this week is going to be insane.
Well, what you got this? Because you what day are you traveling? Friday?
Oh, Friday, but it doesn't matter. It's NFL free agency.
Yeah, NFL free agency. You're right about
that.
There
is every single one of them happens.
NFL free agency, fantasy baseball prep, NCAA tournament. Nice, fun time. A lot going on. NBA winding down to the end. Best basketball game on this weekend was the NBA game between the Boston Celtics. Between the Houston Rockets. And your guys, Matt Modica, we are the North. Toronto Raptors ending that win streak. Well, this is the thing about it, right? So Drake is obviously at the game, towards the end of the game. He's in Trevor Ariza's ear. People talk trash about Drake and his fandom because it seems like he roots for the most popular teams. But I love the way he loves the Toronto Raptors. He is all in for that team. So shout out to Drake for his fandom of the Toronto Raptors, Matt Modica. I've never seen a celebrity that much invested in a team.
If they weren't good, though, you think he would be at the games?
I think he would. I think he's that invested in. I think he would. I think he's a fan.
I think he'd be wearing Big Baller Brand.
I think if they were a 30-win team, Jake, I think Drake would be sitting there rooting on We Are the North.
You can be wrong.
I understand. He's Canadian.
He's got tattoos of other players from other teams.
You heard what he said in the song. All I love is whatever, and the Raptors. He loves the Toronto Raptors. I love that fandom.
The only one more bandwagoning than him is you.
I love the fact that he's a sports fan. Okay, so what? He might show up in the Kentucky Wildcats locker room the night of the Final Four.
And now he's rooting for the Raptors during this transition period.
Oh, come on. Y'all giving Drake a hard time. I'm telling you, Drake loved the Toronto Raptors. I like to see that. They in the Celtics winning streak. They in the Rockets winning streak over the weekend. They're going to be a tough out. We got some things we got to discuss.
Oh, Matt, you would like my draft, by the way, in the FFWC. I got 9 hitters and 7 pitchers. I'm actually getting pitchers.
There you go. That's a draft and hold, though, right?
Yeah.
You got to have the arms.
All right, so here we go. When we come back on the other side, getting ready to talk about some of the things that took place this weekend, we have to discuss O.J. Simpson. It's FSTOT right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-292-8137 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-292-8137 for your free author submission kit. Again, that's 800-292-8137.
Thank you very much, Chris Pavona. Come back with a little Drizzy Drake. This is the song where he says, "And my Raptors." He's talking about the Raptors. He loves the Raptors. I can't give him a hard time for that. That's the kind of fandom I like to see out of celebrities. Chris Rock's a big Met fan.
Yeah, Chris, the Mets have been terrible.
I'm so sorry. One year they got to the World Series, but, you know, I'm just saying.
At least the Raptors have been there like 5 years in a row to make the playoffs.
Raptors have been playing very good basketball. We are the North, so
I mean, if the Knicks got to the playoffs 5 years in a row, you'd be a Knicks
fan. I'd be a Knicks fan. I'd be sitting front row. It'd be my Eastern Conference team. Feel what I'm saying? Kevin Durant's a D.C. football fan, so I like to see that. Mike Trout, Philadelphia Eagle fan. Drake, Toronto Raptors. Shout out to Drizzy. Shout out to the Six. All right.
Does Noah have a Mike Trout Eagles jersey?
That's a good question. I'm going to ask him that. All right, so here we go. Here's the situation. Let's break it down. Jake, did you watch? Matt, you already said you didn't. Jake, did you watch the O.J. Simpson thing last night?
No, I don't watch documentaries, and I'm especially not going to watch anything to do with him.
All right, so nobody likes O.J. Simpson, and rightfully so. This thing last night was wild. This thing was recorded in 2006. This man should be in jail forever and ever and ever and ever and never come home again. So this hypothetical, so this thing, right, if he were the murderer, you know, he's speaking hypothetically about that night.
No, well, you heard why they named the book that way, right?
Why?
He actually, so this publicist or whoever he wanted, his agent or whatever it was, the original name of the book was going to be, what's the name of the book? If I did do it.
Yeah.
So the name of the book was I Did It. And he said he didn't want it named I Did It. He wanted it If I Did It so he could actually face his children.
Oh, my God. This guy's a piece of work right here. He's a POS, too. So, yeah. More or less, Simpson, and this thing was so creepy, too, because he was speaking in hypotheticals about some dude named Charlie. Charlie may very well be his oldest son. Speaking of hypotheticals about some dude named Charlie comes and tells him something's going on. Let's go over there. They go over there. They see Goldman. Him and Goldman, like, you want to fight, whatever. Somewhere Charlie pulls out a knife, whatever. And then what the real creepy part of this whole thing was, then OJ went from speaking hypothetically to start speaking in the first person. And when he realized he was talking in the first person, he stopped and started laughing. They should put this man away forever. This guy's a piece of trash right here. So if you haven't seen it and you want to see something.
If the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Yes. Johnny Cochran somewhere turning over in his grave. This dude right here should have been put in the slammer, and O.J. Simpson's a bad dude. And hopefully the gift that keeps giving the mainstream media, O.J. Simpson, it's time for it to go away. That wasn't a trace.
I'm surprised that this hasn't started some type of legislation or something about investigating the double jeopardy situation.
Here's the thing about that, Jake. Some people were mentioning that last night, but I think double jeopardy needs to stay where it's at. I like the double jeopardy laws where you can't be tried twice for the same thing.
I think that there should be some type, like the same way you can appeal. I think they should find something about, like, you know, if new evidence was ever surfaced. The fact that you can come out and say, yep, I did it. I fortunately got off. I mean, that's wrong in and of itself.
It really is. And I wonder if he has any interaction with his children.
I think he has. I mean, I don't really know the whole situation. It's just terrible. It's just terrible in general.
Sorry, OJ. You're not allowed on this program. You're not welcome in Studio 34, Juice.
And we're done now. Next topic.
All right. Tiger Woods Tiger Woods finished second at the Valspar. And every tournament that Tiger Woods plays in, it's like, yeah, you know, Tiger Woods finished top 20. You know Tiger Woods finished top 15. You know Tiger Woods finished top 12. Now you got Tiger Woods finishing top 5, top 3, and the Masters right around the corner, Matt Modica, to the point where Tiger Woods, by the time we get to the Masters weekends, Tiger Woods is going to be the favorite.
Is he the favorite this weekend?
No.
I forget the name of the event.
I don't think he's the favorite this weekend.
He's pretty high up there.
He's 10-1. I think the last I heard, he's 10-1 at the Masters right now. He's sitting at 10-1 at the Masters right now. And I heard it could. Jake, is it 6-1 or 10-1? Tiger Woods is getting his form back
for the Masters.
Yeah,
he's not. He shouldn't be the favorite. He might end up being, but he shouldn't be.
Yeah, it's looking.
I'm looking right now to win this week. He is. I got the money lines. Dustin Johnson is +750. Tiger Woods is +1,000. Justin Thomas is +1,100. So he's number two this week. Oh, no, that's the Masters odds. There you go. He's number two right now for the Masters.
Right now, he's number two for the Masters.
Behind Dustin Johnson. That's easy. If you want to do the easy math, that is technically 10-1 and 7.5-1 for Dustin Johnson. So there you go.
So there you go. Tiger Woods right there. Right there, back in form. Look, he's getting it together. Wait a minute, Jake. See, this is what I'm getting at. The industry, especially what we do, every week I do the golf show, and every week everybody poo-poos and sleeps on Tiger and says he's not ready, he's not going to win. It looks like Tiger's ready.
No, he's not. You want your perfect example why? It came down to one shot yesterday. I'll give you the perfect example why he's not ready. Because he pulled out the 2-iron when he had a chance to win that tournament yesterday, and he's sticking with the 2-iron because he's playing it safe because he can't hit his driver. That's why Tiger Woods will never be back to Tiger Woods. He's back to being competitive, absolutely. He's back to being worth watching because he is Tiger Woods, and you're going to watch him because he's back in the conversation. But if he wasn't Tiger Woods from 10 years ago, if that never happened, we wouldn't be talking about him because he's going to finish in, sure, the top 10, top 5 here and there because everybody can do it at times with the right courses where you don't rarely need the driver. But as in going to be Tiger Woods and he's going to start winning tournaments or being the favorite at the Masters, absolutely not. You can't not use your driver and be the favorite. There's just way too many big hitters at this point with accuracy like Dustin Johnson, where if you can't bust out your driver when you're one shot behind on a par 4 and you need a birdie to tie and force this thing to go into a playoff, You're not back on top.
Jake got real technical, right? And he sound real smart what he said with the driver and the back iron and stuff like that. But Tiger Woods going to be the favorite at the Masters. He's going to be the favorite.
That doesn't make it right.
If he puts the clear and the cream on, then I'll put money on Tiger.
So here's the thing. Are you interested enough to watch now that Tiger's back in the hunt?
Oh, I like watching the
majors.
Any of the majors, I'm always in. My favorite is the U.S. Open because I think it's the most difficult. I don't like watching the majors when somebody, there's a couple guys that are like minus 12. You know, I want to see them. If it's the majors, I want to see them like have to struggle to make par and stuff like
and
that.
And go down. Go down.
Like on an event like last weekend, if somebody shoots minus 14, that's great.
Yeah, no big deal. Right,
he actually is the favorite for the Arnold Palmer Invitational.
Yeah, oh, so there you
he's
go.
Tiger 13-2. Jason Day's 11-1, but Dustin Johnson's not in this. This isn't the entire field. There's actually quite a few people that aren't in this. But no, I'll tell you one thing. Unless Dustin Johnson tweaks his back or gets hurt like he did last year at that one point, or he just completely bombs, Dustin Johnson won't stop being the favorite for the Masters.
Now, there was this play over the weekend. It was a high school basketball game, boys' high school basketball game in Kansas. And I'm really starting to worry about boys and, like, parenting that's going on right now. So I don't know if you've seen this play. I'll send it to Devona. Maybe you get a chance to check it out. Jake, you've seen it. Matt, have you seen this play?
I don't think so.
So this guy is going away for a breakaway dunk. He goes,
bad timing.
He leaps in the air. The player behind him pushes him, like, not like tries to intentionally foul him, like a flagrant push could hurt somebody. Now that's bad enough right there, Jake. You're saying it was bad timing?
Yeah. It was definitely a flagrant foul, but what happened, that was just bad timing. The kid was on a breakaway going full speed. The kid behind him was going full speed, gave him the shove in the back. We've seen the shove in the back before. This isn't the first time anywhere on any level of basketball we've seen somebody get shoved in the back going for a free layup. It's just – or a dunk or whatever. This has happened before. There's been people in the NBA who have gotten shoved just as bad and fallen backwards and cracked their heads. This is stuff that happens. Not saying none of those are not flagrant. They're all flagrant. They should all be flagrant fouls. You shouldn't do it. That being said, the animosity coming out for this kid, I don't think the kid meant to throw him into the hoop. And that's what happened is the momentum took him, and the kid basically almost straddled the underneath part of the hoop, and that was the unfortunate part about it. But it was a flagrant foul, but I think the fact that both of their momentums running full speed is what made it more egregious than what it really is.
Now, the thing about it, what Jake says, that could very well be the case. Right? But to me, I'm looking at an intent, man. You watch this play. He pushed him, then he just stands around and smugly walks away. Here's the problem is, though. The play happened. No, the flagrant foul was called. There was no ejection. What I'm more upset about, it was no fisticuffs. It was no fights. When do we get to this kind of culture where you see a flagrant foul like that on one of your teammates and nobody comes to your back? Nobody comes to your rescue? Nobody goes and slaps the other kid in the face? No punches were thrown?
That's the beauty of hockey. You always drop the gloves.
Matt, this is unbelievable.
Yeah, you gotta stick up.
These are teenage boys. Yeah, what the hell is going on? Yeah, there should have been a fight after this.
Now, what was this? Is this like high school or was it
high school?
Yeah, no, I mean, something. Somebody's got to stand up.
Nobody stood up.
You can't let that just happen and somebody get...
And I'm getting kind of tired of it because Lonzo Ball did it recently, too. When the Lakers got in the fisticuffs, Lonzo Ball walked away from the circle like he wasn't even a part of the team. Like he was out there by himself. What are we doing?
At least he wasn't like Marshawn Lynch and getting the other team.
Yeah, no, don't take it that far. He's 4'4", 4'3".
Turned into a fight.
Jake, come on now, Jake. You got to stand up. You got to stand up for yourself. If you're a team, this is the playoffs. You've been together all year. 844-843-6879. The Cleveland Browns made some noise over the weekend. We got to break that down when we come back right here on FSTOT.
Watch Craig Carton live, the top 8 at 9 on Twitch.tv from the Fantasy Sports Network Studio 34 every Monday through Thursday at 9 o'clock Eastern. Do you want to be a part of the show? Take part in the Twitch chat room and give me your opinions or call in 844-84-FNTSY. Go to Twitch.tv/Craig Carton live and get in on the action. Come get some. It's Craig Carton live, the top 8 at 9, only on Twitch.tv.
Don't make no sense. Nobody approached that boy. Should have been some fisticuffs. Some chests should have been swelling up in that high school basketball game in Kansas. But no.
Why? So you get tossed out of the game too?
No, Jake, come on now. What happened? Come on now, Jake. As a fan, as a dude, you just don't let teammates get played like this. This is certain instances that you got to go out for. You got to go out for your teammate in this case. There was no fight. It's crazy.
And there doesn't need to be a fight. You put a win up on the board and you send them home with a loss.
I don't know.
Look, there's some kids that are sitting on the bench. Somebody should have been put on the floor and at least, you know, a forearm, an elbow should have been coming.
You've seen the PS. Put it like this. The New York City Public School Basketball Championship used to be played at Madison Square Garden. They don't play it at Madison Square Garden no more because that's how wild it would be. And then when there was some kind of hard foul or something, the kids was coming on the court. Now, we don't want it to go to that level with that hooliganism, you know what I'm saying? But still, this good old male, put your dukes up, you know what I'm saying? You do this to my teammate, put your dukes up, let's fight.
Doesn't always need to come to that.
In this scenario right here,
I think every team in like every sport, like
hockey
always has it, and they always had that enforcer guy.
Yeah.
Like for Wayne Gretzky, it was like Dave Semenko. If you even like looked at Gretzky funny, Semenko was going to drop the gloves and not go out. So I'm not saying you have to get into full blown fights all the time, but when something is egregious, your teammates need to rally behind you and step up.
And you can send a message without getting in a fight. You can hard foul. You can send messages. You don't need to start a fight and get yourself tossed out of the game, and then it escalates past there. So you throw a punch, and then it's the next person up, and there's the next person up, and then it just never ends.
Oh, but fighting is going to happen, especially with high school males.
So let me ask you this, Jake. Let's go back to another topic we have to discuss today. Let's go back to Josh Norman, Odell Beckham. Some pretty nasty plays took place in there. You don't think at any points that those two should have squared up?
No. Okay. They both should have been tossed just like they were.
All right, cool.
You're that immature and you can't control your emotions? Get the hell off my field.
Speaking of being immature and can't control things, your boy Odell Beckham's causing you problems, Jake, because this latest thing right here.
He's not my boy. I told you weeks ago they should trade him.
That's not your guy. That's right.
It has nothing to do with the blocking thing either. I told you weeks ago they should have traded him. I put the thing out. It's funny. I put the thing out. Apparently, I should have written the article because now everybody's writing the same damn article and taking my exact idea. I made a joke about it. I said, if I'm playing Madden and I'm controlling the Giants, I'm trading Odell Beckham to the Browns for the first and the fourth pick and probably something else. And now somebody wrote an article suggesting the first and the fourth pick and Joe Thomas, which Joe Thomas is not going to be part of the trade even before it happened.
No.
Somebody wrote something in the New York Daily News today about they need to trade Odell Beckham and all this type of stuff. I agree from day one on this whole thing. If you're going to be this kind of problem and you don't want to pay him, and I heard you talking about it before, you want to make $20 million a year, you want to be the highest paid player non-quarterback wise in the league, and you're going to continue to do these type of idiotic things. And I'm not saying he's a crummy person. I'm just saying he's obviously not smart. He doesn't have somebody that's helping him guide life. Or if he is, he's ignoring him. He's continually making stupid decision after stupid decision after stupid decision. If you're going to be a problem for your team, at some point, you're worth less than the money that it is to cost you and your results on the field. Randy Moss is arguably one of the top three wide receivers of all time. I'd say he's number two just behind Jerry Rice. And look how many teams got rid of him.
Yeah, Matt Modica, Customato told Mike Tyson no. Don King never told Mike Tyson no. You need a no man on your team.
Everybody needs a no man in their corner, in life, just in general. Look, I get it. When you're that good and you're that talented, everybody wants you on their team.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to,
people want to hang out with you. You're rich, you're young, you're getting all the women, and you send them away.
He's also got to have the wherewithal. Look, he's not 18.
No, I was fixing.
He's not 18 years old. He needs to know, I can't put myself in certain situations.
Still 23. Listen, 23 years old, you got a box of pizza. You got 23 years old. You got a box of pizza, a co-ed, and a marijuana cigarette. It's not the end of the world. You feel what I'm saying?
And cocaine.
Okay, I didn't see him use cocaine. Cocaine was there.
It doesn't matter. It's in the room. You don't put it in the there's no excuse.
But listen, it's not like his first year, even second year. He's been in the league. He knows what's going to happen. Look, just in today's society, everybody's got a cell phone. Everybody's doing everything. You got to just be careful. And like you mentioned in the previous hour about
the NDA.
Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
I mean, it's getting to that point where you have to at least have one person in your group that's going to be the one that's the voice of reason.
You got to have that guy. And listen, last year I killed Russell Wilson for being an NDA guy. Odell Beckham needs to be an NDA guy. Non-disclosure agreements. You need to have this because you are a celebrity athlete. You can't just roll around all willy-nilly like this, Odell. I understand you want to have a good time and send the girl to go chill with your homeboy, but still, you get yourself in bad spots.
Corey?
He needs to be an NDA guy.
Because Mariota's back. I don't know if you noticed that. He's just kind of been behind my head. We can go ahead. No, yeah, we can
Odell
go ahead
and going to Odell. The pit
Odell's down. Uh-oh. There you go.
Odell's in the pit of misery.
I'm seeing here on Twitter that Neil Walker has agreed to a deal with the New York Yankees pending a physical.
All right, so Neil Walker, the deal. So
that's crazy. He's a backup.
All right, so let's go. Let's unpack this. What do we think Neil Walker, fantasy-wise, Jake, for 2018 as a member of the Yankees? Is he going to have a place to play?
Nah, I think he's an all-around backup. I think that this is the signing, mostly second base, but he can play some third base, and he's going to see some opportunities. But the problem is, unless they surprise us and send down Andujar, I mean, the fact is they still have Torres, and I'm talking about Ronald Torres, not Gleyber Torres. They still have so many options on this infield that I don't see where he's getting regular play time. I think it's a great signing for them. I was surprised that he's not getting a starting job somewhere because outside of health, this guy is continually 2015, and it just guy produces. If he starts getting close to 140 games and is playing in Yankee Stadium, he's going to be a terrific value.
I would like to see him get the starting gig. He's better than Brandon Drury. But, they got Gabriel Torres, they got Andujar. Andujar's problem is his defense. So maybe they want to let him work on that a little more. But I would like to see Neil Walker get the at-bats and the play. I think he fits this team actually really good, but there's just so many pieces.
All right, so there you go. That is latest breaking news right there. Neil Walker, member of the New York Yankees. Now, here's the thing with Jake, right? See, Jake, you as a New York Giant fan, forget to be a New York Giant fan. As a football mind, you cannot trade the best offensive player in the history of your organization. You can't do
it. You can.
At 23 years old. What do you mean he's not that yet? He's clearly the best New York Giant offensive player ever.
No, he's not.
But who's better?
He's got years to come before he's got that mantle. There's plenty of people. You can start with the quarterbacks. You can say my Toomer's numbers are far past
yours. Cannot take over a football game.
And you know what? How long has Odell been doing it for?
2 years?
Like 2.5 years. So it's been 2.5 years. Let's not put him in the Hall of Fame. Let's not say he's the best player they ever had in the history of this game. Honestly, Tiki Barber had a bigger impact than Odell Beckham has at this point. Let's be real. So
Tiki Barber had like two good seasons.
Tinky Barber had three great seasons. Tinky Barber had three seasons that were better than Terrell Davis.
Seasons, Tinky Barber, I have to say.
Better than Terrell Davis's peak. We had this argument last year that I only know this because we were arguing about how stupid it was Terrell Davis was in the Hall of Fame and the fact that Tinky Barber has three seasons that were better than Terrell Davis's peak and nobody wants Tinky Barber. Rightfully so, nobody wants him in the Hall of Fame, but we put Terrell Davis there. That being said, let's move on from this. You can, if you're going to be a problem for the team and you're going to command as much money as you are and you could get the return that I proposed, which is just not something I pulled out of my butt because other people were proposing the same thing. My entire point was if you trade Odell Beckham, you have the first, second, and fourth pick in the draft. You go draft Saquon Barkley, you draft Quentin Nelson, you draft your quarterback of the future. Hell, even if you don't want to, draft Micah Fitzpatrick, and then go sign Allen Robinson or Sammy Watkins. And guess what? You are a much better team than you are with only Odell
Beckham. And if when you call me as the Cleveland Browns with that same offer, I'm going to go, oh, you mean the guy you want me to give you my first couple picks for the guy that was just in the video with the marijuana cigarette in his hand
but
in the hotel?
To your argument,
that's going to want $20 million.
Yeah, but that's exactly. Well, first of all, they have the money. Second of all, to your argument that everybody else keeps making back to me is he could potentially be the best wide receiver in the NFL. There's amazing talent. How you don't trade him away? Well, if you don't trade him away, then why wouldn't the Browns want to trade for?
Because
him?
If I'm the Browns, I want a discount on him now. Because I know you're trying to move him.
You know what your discount is? Only being the first and the fourth pick. Because before that, the trade probably had to involve Joe Thomas on top of it.
What do you think, Matt Modica? Can they move him?
Can they move him? Anybody can get traded.
Okay, would you move him?
I mean,
if Randy Moss is expendable, go ahead, Matt.
I mean, 1-4, if I'm the Browns, I'm not giving up a 1-4. I'm not doing that right now. Would I give up the fourth overall pick in the draft for him? I probably would do that. But
Can you afford the trade? This is a team that can't score 12 points without him on the field.
See, I don't think the Giants, with this draft pick and everything, they're in a good situation to really turn things around. And I think Odell is one of the top three wide receivers in the game.
Yeah.
He's still a baby. He's still a baby in his NFL career. I know he's got that injuries, couple of big injuries, but it's tough to give up on that talent.
Let me throw out a picture for you, Corey. It's because, I keep giving you the one with the Ezekiel Elliott and the Jalen Ramsey and Jordan Howard versus Ezekiel Elliott. Let's just put this in more realistic situation. Let's say you have the Giants, number two pick, and Odell Beckham. That's what we have. We know that's what they have right now, okay? Mm-hmm. Let's say all you could get is the number one pick because the Giants would probably want to guarantee that they get Saquon Barkley. Let's say all you can get is number one. You can't get number one and number four. That's all you can get. So you trade Odell Beckham. Would you rather have the number two and Odell Beckham, or would you have the number one, the number two, go sign Allen Robinson, have Saquon Barkley because you're not getting him right now if the Browns are drafting number one, and then potentially Quentin Nelson or whatever they draft number two? Which would you rather have? I got to tell
you,
honestly.
We'll unpack that when we come back right here on FST. I'll answer that question. It's the OT right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
The victories begin in January. The Fantasy Sports Writers Association named Roto Experts winners of two prime fantasy baseball awards. Tim McCullough and Scott Engel joined champion fantasy ranker Jake Seeley on the mountaintop, and now their triumphs are yours with the RotoExperts.com 2018 Exclusive Edge Fantasy Baseball Package. A full squad of high-profile winners such as Michael Florio and Joe Galina, they're here to help you take it all. Enter code FNTSY at checkout and join the Exclusive Edge Winners Club at RotoExperts.com.
Talking Odell Beckham and the New York Giants and what they should do with him, all in case they say you trade him. See, Jake, the thing about with the deal you propose, and it makes sense, but in reality, I know you have an asset that you're trying to trade. I don't have to pay you market value for it because I know you're trying to get rid of it.
Why you don't have to give 1-4 and Joe Thomas. That's market value. You don't give it. The fact is, Odell Beckham's not going for just the one in a normal season.
I can see that.
What about not... 4 Coleman? Something else.
And then a pick next year? If I'm the Giants, if you give me 4 Coleman and a pick next year, the first rounder next year, I'm doing it. I'd do it in a heartbeat. The problem is, here's what you have to remember.
And then you have Corey Coleman and no Odell Beckham.
And you go sign Watkins or Allen Robinson. That wouldn't be the end of it. They wouldn't just leave it at that. And here's here's what we have to remember here, and this is the reason I'm saying it. It's just not a pure talent evaluation, just what's on the field. You have to remember what comes with Odell Beckham. And if you see this as never getting corrected, if this is going to be Odell Beckham's career path off the field, now we're talking about potentially you don't have him because it's not your choice. This could be the NFL suspending him. This could be Josh Gordon. This could be missing him for 2 years. This could be you're also investing $20 million in him per year, especially after Mike Evans just got his 15, 16 per year. He's going to get at least 17 or 18. Now you're talking about that investment. You're talking about the risk involved. I'm not saying purely, if we're just talking pure talent, this would be an entirely different conversation. No, there's no question about it. But the fact is you have to weigh all these factors. And right now, the decision-making, while it's not quite to the Johnny Manziel, Josh Gordon level, he's headed down this path, and it's been 3 years now of it not changing. That's the biggest concern, is he's not getting smarter. He's continuing to making the same stupid decisions.
All right, let me ask you this, though. Like, okay, I understand this is not a good look, but when you say, you know, Johnny Manziel, Josh Gordon, I don't think what has he really done? See, it's things that are annoying, distractions, celebrity athlete, keep his name in the news. But it's not like he's a junkie, right? Like Manziel and Gordon. It's not like he's doing anything that's going to get him in trouble as far as with the law.
It's not like Gordon. We don't know. I mean, if look, let's be real. We all know what he was holding wasn't a piece of pizza. We all know it wasn't just a regular Swisher Sweet or whatever it was. So let's be real there. It's like, is he not like Josh Gordon? Because Josh Gordon got suspended for smoking weed. But that's really what the last suspension was for.
But like Josh Gordon was like a junkie, though. Josh Gordon talked about the pills and the codeine and stuff like that.
But that was,
we don't think Odell's doing all of that.
No, but he's doing something that's illegal to the NFL. And no matter what the states are, it's illegal for the company he works for. And the company he works for is the NFL. And no matter what state you're in, you can't do it. That's the point. Is no, he's not at that level. I said it could be. And I said could be headed down that path. I'm not saying he is. And I'm not saying he's on their level. I'm just saying you start to see these things and things aren't getting better. And if anything, you can almost say the decisions are getting worse because of the more celebrity he's gotten, the more exposure he's gotten, the more money he's going to be getting, has gotten. So I think that's the fact is you see this happen. And according to her, who's just become an Instagram model in the past year from France or French or whatever she is. And so she's saying it just happened recently. It's hard not to see that this just happened recently. And you can kind of see, you can look at his hair. I mean, his hair kind of gives you a timeline of where he's been. This is a recent situation. This is probably one of the worst things we've seen yet from him. I think everybody would agree. He's got something in his hand. He's sitting next to somebody who's got coke on glass. I mean, whether or not he's involved with that part, it's in the same bed, in the same location as him. This is probably the worst we've seen yet. This is the worst. It's continually getting worse, and that's why I could see the Giants wanting to get away from this before it gets worse for them as well.
I'll say one thing. I like to party with Odell because he's going to direct the women to me. Everything's going on, but that's a good thing there. But
that's the most damn important of the video.
I do agree with Jake. See, the shame of it all is I'm not a Giant fan at all, but he is so much fun to watch when he's healthy. He just, you know, he takes over games and stuff like that. But Jake makes a point. You know, this team is going to have to make a decision. It's either things get ironed out. They have to have a sit down with him. And it's either, look, we're going to make the commitment. We're going to pay you. And you're going to go, you know, on the straight and narrow, whatever, as they say. Otherwise, then I think they do have to explore options in trading him because this is going to get ugly. Then if he gets tagged, so it's a situation that I think they need to deal with now, not later.
All right, there you go, right there. Odell Beckham cannot seem to not be this story center of attention. Celebrity athlete, non-disclosure agreement. It's what Derek Jeter uses. It's what Russell Wilson uses. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? Odell, you're that level of athlete now where you have to start carrying these joints in your pocket.
Yeah, and like I said, it's unfortunate, but, you know, and he's young. It's all that and everything, but you got to know better now, you know?
Yeah, you do.
You really do. I mean, look at the heat they caught for going on that boat trip before the thing. Here. It's a world we live in now with cameras and everything. Yeah. People want to make money off you. Yeah. You got to know that.
You just have the co-ed sign.
By the way,
you're
right phrasing
there.
Corey.
What is it? Non-disclosure?
You said carry these joints in your pocket.
Not those wrong ones, Odell. You need to get like little miniature non-disclosure agreements that just
in your khakis.
Yeah, put them in your khakis. Exactly.
Hey, Corey, you know what you should do? You want to make some money on the side? You should come up with an app. It's an NDA app, and they can just sign on the phone.
Oh, that's not a bad idea. We got to get Lou Mayon in on this.
That'll be his idea.
Have,
he wants to be in a hotel room party. Have one of his boys, he's the doorman. You come in, you hand over the phone.
Yep, telephone in the basket, bam, we having a good time. I don't got to worry about this no more. And you bragging about you was sent away with Odell Beckham.
But he's 23.
He's 23 years old.
I mean,
I'm
look,
not, yeah.
He's 23 years old. There's many things I've done at 23 and later.
I had fun. I wasn't smoking reefer and having a whore do crack on the side.
Well, you know, there's other people that have done that. Thou shall not cast the first stone.
Yes. All right. Okay. The Cleveland Browns. So they got Tyrod Taylor. They got Jarvis Landry. They got Josh Gordon. They got Corey Coleman. They're about to have Saquon Barkley. Here's the thing about this for fantasy football purposes. Jarvis Landry's not going to catch 100 passes next year. Nope. There you go. Jarvis Landry's value goes down. Tyrod Taylor probably not going to run for 60, 70 yards a game. Tyrod Taylor value goes down. Corey Coleman, now you got.
Might be gone.
Yep. Corey Coleman, you're like a complimentary piece, much like myself and Greg Sussman. Now,
at least he's entertaining.
Yeah. Now, Josh Gordon, on the other hand, I think Josh Gordon gets the biggest boom from this situation right here, Jake. Would you agree that Josh Gordon is kind of like the guy to own because now Landry draws coverage. You got a real quarterback. You got Saquon Barkley in the backfield. And now the talent that is Josh Gordon, all cleaned up and sober, unlike Odell Beckham, can go ahead and shine like a star.
No, I actually think his value just stays steady, honestly. Tyrod Taylor is going to perform better than what they had at quarterback, but let's be realistic about Tyrod Taylor. He's never thrown for over 3,100 yards. He's not going to start throwing 35, 30 times a game. He's not going to throw for 250, 300 yards a game. That's just not who Tyrod Taylor is. Tyrod Taylor, you know, 20 completions a game at best, maybe 15 or more like it. I was 20 attempts, 15 completions per game. That's who Tyrod is. And the problem is, you know, Landry's not going to get 100 receptions. I was telling that to Scott this morning. I said he's going to have a drop off. And if he's only around 90, well, it's still going to be 90. Josh Gordon can only get so much mm-hmm. of that pie. So Josh Gordon, yes, I would prefer him, especially for the touchdown potential, but I think his value pretty much stays is that you get more consistent quarterback play, but you're not going to get 300 yards, 280 yards a game, which is going to keep him at a limited ceiling. I have a feeling that people are going to over. He's not a wide receiver one, and that's going to be overdrafted.
See, I do like Gordon here in the fact that watching Taylor, the trouble's been with the intermediate. The deep ball, he can throw.
Yeah.
He can get it up there, and Gordon's going to get open. I mean, Gordon and Barkley are the two main pieces, yep. But David Njoku, I think, can have a really good year and get a lot of touchdowns.
Who would you rather have, David Njoku or Kyle Rudolph?
Are we talking about the Browns specifically, or are we just talking for next year in fantasy?
For next year in fantasy, Njoku or Rudolph?
I don't even know.
We're looking at it as Kirk Cousins is Rudolph's quarterback.
I was just about to say, if Kirk Cousins is there, I'm taking Rudolph.
Yeah, that would have been my caveat. That's what I've been saying. Is Cousins the quarterback here?
I'd still take Rudolph if Case Keenum's the quarterback.
If Case Keenum's the quarterback, I'll go Njoku by you.
Okay.
I think Njoku can really make a nice move here. I think he's that talented. Look, the kid is so raw, too. And he's what? He came in 20 years old?
Yeah. So hopefully he's not doing foolishness like Odell Beckham.
No, hopefully not. Is his hair dyed?
And you bring a co-ed. You hurt her feelings if you send her to go sleep with somebody else. And the co-eds have feelings too, Odell. Why would you do that?
Maybe she felt slighted. That's why.
She felt slighted, so that's why, yeah. She was like, oh, no, you sent me to go with somebody else.
I don't want
to
be with this busted guy over
here. Yeah, yeah. I came to hang out with you, Odell. Why aren't you hanging out with me? Anyway, 844-843-6879. If you know why Odell Beckham did not want to hang out with this young lady. You know, Odell Beckham could be the biggest athlete, like, in sports right now if he wanted to.
Like I said, if he was fully healthy and not doing these shenanigans and stuff, I love drafting the guy. I really do. I love watching him play football when he's on his game and, you know, head's on straight. And he truly can just take it over. And, you know, that was the greatness of what, like, you know, watching Randy Moss all those years.
Yep.
Randy Moss was the freak.
Hey. All right, so come back on the other side. Got some baseball. Jake Arrieta has a home, so we'll break that down. I don't think we're going to have enough time to go rotation nation unless Diamondback rotation is that bad that we only have 2 minutes on it. But if not, I promise we'll get to it at some point this week. FSTOT right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Josh Gordon talked about the pills and the codeine and stuff
right.
like that.
But that was,
we don't
that
think Odell's doing all of that.
No, but this is probably one of the worst things we've seen yet from him. It's continually getting worse, and that's why I could see the Giants wanting to get away from this before it gets worse for them as well.
I'll say one thing. I like to party with Odell, but she's going to direct the women to me. So that's a good thing there. But
that's the most damning part of the video.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
All right, so my microphone's not working. All right, so Jake, who is that? I will not send you away.
Who's ever been doing the hiring? Good job.
Yeah. Unlike Mr. Beckham, I will not send you away. So Jake Arrieta is a member of the Philadelphia Phillies. Jake, what did you do as far as your rankings and projection goals once you heard this news?
Pretty much kept them where they are. I'm not very high on Jake Arrieta. The fact is, Florio tweeted that out yesterday, and I agreed with him. Is if you look at his first half and his second half numbers, the only difference is his BAPIP, wildly different in BAPIP. He got extremely lucky in the second half, and that's why he dropped his ERA under 4. The first half of the season, the ERA was over 4. All the numbers, strikeout percentage, hard hit rate, all you can go up and down the line. All his numbers are almost identical from the first and the second half. The big difference is he got severely lucky in the second half. So you look at now he's pitching half his games in Philadelphia, which I know some people are going to say he's always pitched well in Philadelphia, but let's also be real about that ballpark difference. As favorable as Chicago can be, the Philly is one of the worst and highest for when it comes to home run rates. I think he's going to be around a 4 ERA. It'll be nice to get the strikeout per inning. His whip won't be terrible, but he's more of is where I've had him, is outside the top 30 pitchers.
Yeah, I agree. He's outside the top 30. He remains outside. He's not their ace. As I said earlier, to go along with Jake, it's not even just the BABIP. It's the left on base percentage was like almost 85% or something like that in that second half, which really helped him. And my main gripe with Arrieta, here's the one thing that can save him and make him a good pitcher again. If he can get the cutter or slider, however you want to classify it, if he gets that pitch back, because he's throwing it like only 14, 15% of the time now. And that was his dominant pitch. That was his money pitch. So he's had to compensate with that by throwing the fastball now in 60-plus percent of the time. And the fastball velocity has gone down. So unless if he gets the cutter back, then he has there's hope there. If not, I agree with Jake. He's like 380, 4, or you know, possibly even 4-plus.
All right, so there you go right there. That's the breakdown of Jake Arrieta for fantasy baseball purposes right here at FSTOT. Don't think we have enough time to
Can we just say something on the Arizona? The Arizona rotation.
No, we got it done. Go ahead.
The thing is, this damn thing is driving me crazy. Zach Greinke, manager has come out and stated that he's going to have a sit down. He's going to have a talk with Greinke. He hasn't named the opening day starter. Because, I mean, look, last season I got bit by it. I moved Greinke from 20th in my rankings to 30th, and he had a fantastic season. But if he's that concerned and he's throwing like 85, like last year was like maybe high 80s, you know, at this point. But now it's like 85. I'm concerned. I had him, I think, as my 11th pitcher. But, you know, now I'm really getting nervous.
What do you think, Jake? Zach Greinke, velo issue?
I moved him out of my P1 tier, which if you want to consider like fantasy football 12 teams, I moved him out of that. I dropped him behind the DeGrom, basically. I had him just in front of DeGrom and Severino. Now he's behind both of them, including, I forget who else off the top of my head, but I think Chris Archer, too. He's kind of more around 14 now.
Thanks, like, Steve. Where would you feel comfortable taking him now? Just right after those guys go off the board?
Yeah, but I was probably fourth round.
Yeah, I mean, I was looking, and I went with Robbie Ray in one instance. Me and Andy did a team on Friday night, and I know with Ray I'm getting the strikeouts.
Yep.
I'm not, I have no delusions that he's getting a 2.8 ERA, but even if it's a 3.50 ERA and I get 220 strikeouts, that's damn
good. That's why I went with Archer. I'm with you on that.
All right, so there you go. We just got Rotation Nation, Arizona Diamondbacks in the books. All right, so we got Rotation Nation. Tiger Woods is the favorite at the Masters. Odell Beckham doesn't like. Never mind. Let's leave it at that. I got a kick out of that. And the audio. Cleveland Browns. Hugh Jackson. Don't screw this up. FSTOT. Fantasy best friends forever coming up next.